A U.S.-backed plan for an international ban on all forms of human cloning has been defeated, at least for the moment. Today, the U.N. General Assembly decided to postpone discussion of the cloning ban for a year. The proposed ban was extremely contentious and revealed deep divisions in the international community on the cloning question. NPR's Joe Palca has been following today's UN action and joins us to discuss it. Joe, why is a plan to ban cloning so contentious?
Well, in this case, it's contentious because the ban would have banned all forms of human cloning, which includes cloning to make a baby and also cloning to make stem cells, which many scientists think you could get therapies from and don't want to have banned.
And I take it that many countries are in favor of allowing the use of cloning to make stem cells.
Right. I mean, the UK and Singapore have clearly announced this policies that they're going to pursue this actively. And other countries who aren't specifically in favor of it just don't think it's something that should be banned. It should be up to the member states to make their own decision.
Now we're going to hear a bit of what happened at the General Assembly session today. This was this U.S.-backed proposal was actually introduced by Costa Rica, so it was referred to as the Costa Rican resolution in this excerpt of the remarks of British Deputy Ambassador Adam Thompson, who excoriated countries that are pushing for a total cloning ban.
We believe that the United Nations should proceed through consensus. It is clear that there is no consensus in respect to therapeutic cloning research. But by ignoring this fact and pressing for action to ban all cloning, supporters of the Costa Rican resolution have effectively destroyed the possibility of action on the important area on which we are all agreed, a ban on reproductive cloning.
Joe Palca, what about what we've heard Ambassador Thompson just say? Could there in fact be a ban that everybody would agree on that would just be a ban on reproductive cloning?
Well, no, that's been the problem. Every time one of those is introduced, the United States and countries that think like Costa Rica and the United States say, wait a minute, we can't have that because that would allow somebody to make an embryo for therapeutic purposes, but some unscrupulous person might try to put it into a woman. And of course, the issue from this country's point of view is all tied up in the abortion rights debate. People who are opposed to abortion rights say you shouldn't create an embryo for a purpose of destroying it, and you shouldn't create an embryo for the purpose of putting it into a woman if it's a cloned embryo. So best not to start.
Why was the Bush administration pushing so hard for this at the UN?
Well, I've talked to a lot of diplomats on this point, and they think it's an end run around the U.S. Congress. The House of Representatives has passed essentially a total ban on human cloning, but the Senate has refused to go along with this. And so now, you know, this is a way of taking the international community and basically achieving a domestic agenda. And to maintain the sports analogy, for the Bush administration, it looks like it might be way till next year.
Okay. NPR's Joe Palca. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.